surprise. He's done the trip so often that it's now become his job. He's going far. His trips are such a success, 'cause no one ever gets in a mess. He'll take you to France on a trip, a romance, or a bus ride to old Marrakesh. And if we were able to fly, old Tom would give it a try. He'll take on the banks and keep changing your francs in the Congo, in River Dubai. And they all began in Leicester, and the fair is just above. I wonder how he'd have landed the prize. He's done the trip so often that it's now become his job. He's going far.
The 15 weeks of the year, our aim in life is quite clear, to make as much as we spend, as much as the neighbours are able to get. But thanks to old Thomas Cook, safe in the hands of the youth, their hotelier.
And they all began in Leicester, and the fair is just above. I wonder how he'd have had the prize. He's done the trip so often that it's now become his job. He's going far. And it all began in Leicester, and the fair is just above. I wonder how he does it at the prize. He's done the trip so often that it's now become his job. He's going far.
Joining with the next one. This really is a beauty of a joining song, because it's not just got a chorus in it, it's got actions in it as well. And to give you an idea, and to warm you up a bit, so that you can sort of get into the feel of the song, we'll give you a bit of a practice. Can you do this? What about this? Once more? Right. Nice. It's got a chorus in it as well. If you can't concentrate on both at once, then choose your weapon. The chorus is a yodeling sort of chorus, and we won't bother to teach it to you because you'll pick it up quite quick, I'm sure, because you look quite an intelligent bunch.
I can't see.
Avalanche song it's called. An old Austrian went yodeling on a mountain top high, when along came an avalanche, interrupting his cry. Ready? Yodeling on a mountain top high, when along came a grizzly bear, interrupting his cry.
Oh, yo, 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 yo,
yodeling on a mountain top high, when along came a St. Bernard, interrupting his cry. Oh, yo, yo, lay, yo, yo, lay.
Shh, shh, ah, ah.
Yo, yo, lay, yo, yo, lay.
Shh, shh, ah, ah.
Yo, yo, lay, yo, yo, lay.
Shh, shh, ah, ah.
Yo, yo, lay, yo. Makes you spit, doesn't it? An old Austrian went a yodeling on a mountain top high. When along came a sweetheart,
she thinks,
interrupting his cry. When along came a Jersey cow, interrupting his cry.
Peter sings through his nose. It's because his mouth's worn out. I'm taking a chance that this evening there's going to be a fair proportion of the audience who are either drivers or passengers in motor cars. I don't think it's too much of a chance, actually. And so, I thought I would dip into the Aslan Book of the Road for some pertinent instruction for you. I've got some commandments for drivers, and more to the point, some commandments for female passengers. I blatantly discriminate there, you'll see why when I get to them. But first, it occurs to me that you might be having trouble with us rough-hewn Leicestershire types, especially Pam, understanding
what
see what I mean, understanding the lingo, you see. So I've just got a bit of a Leicestershire phrase book I thought I'd read out to you, just in case you hear any odd phrases you're not quite familiar with. There's, for instance, "Aya mashed me duck" means, is there a possibility of some tea? Or someone might ask, "Aya gorra weir," which means, does your lady wife accompany you? think that. Or I'm going up home, I will return to my residence. Or in John's case, make it gebackeds, which is kindly put it into reverse gear. Hey up me duck means excuse me a moment. Gears off on it, or giz off on it, means let it be equally divided between us. And what's usually said to me about this point is shut up and get on. I won't bother to translate that one. Right. 10 commandments for the motorist. Thou shalt hold nothing in thy hand but the steering wheel. Thou shalt not make unto thee a god of thy horsepower. Thou shalt not take the centre lane in vain. Remember the driver behind to help him pass thee. Honour thy father and thy mother and all other passengers. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit inebriated driving. Thou shalt not steal, not thy neighbour's eyes with thy headlights, nor his ear with thy horn, nor his enjoyment with thy litter. Thou shalt not bear false witness with thy signals. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's right of way. That's only the drivers. The female passengers, please take note. Thou shalt not attempt to leave thy man's vehicle whilst it is in motion. Even if he is reversing wildly the wrong way down a one-way street. Thou shalt not sneer in disbelief when he protests that he's not as thick as you drunk he is. And anyway, he drives better when he's smashed. Thou shalt not suddenly decide that he's rather sweet and precious after all, and put your hand on his thigh just when he's overtaking that caravan. Thou shalt not mutter the words of each and every road sign under your breath. Sure, that bend wasn't signposted. It was? Well, why didn't you say something? Thou shalt not pray out loud. Thou shalt agree when he says that the police car was on the wrong side of the road. All other drivers are lunatics. And the lamppost definitely jumped into the middle of the road. Thou shalt get out and push when at. Thou shalt put a bit of effort into it. Thou shalt not put thy foot down on an imaginary brake. Come on, hands up, how many people do that? Thou shalt not draw in your breath with a sudden hiss. He's seen the cyclist. Thou shalt not worry about it, cyclists are always falling off. Thou shalt agree that after all, thou shalt not add, especially the way you drive, under your breath.
There are some people here tonight who are still, like me, at school, whether you be a pupil or a teacher, I bet there's one or two. Can you remember your first day at school? Or first day at a new school? You don't know anybody and how horrible it is. This is about a child's first day at school, about 5 years old. How he hates
thank you.
to school today with my mummy. I went to school today on my tummy. I went to school today and I got clouted by an horrible girl. She's just a brat. I don't know why they have kids like that.
At school, at school,
I went to school today and I cried. I went to school today. Teacher said, let's dance, we have fun and games. Then she said I was good and the kids called me names. At school, at school.
Yeah.
I went to school today, oh what a winner. It was the best thing that happened that day. As I went to the table, it slipped off the tray.
At school, at school,
I went to school today, I've been mistreated. I went to school today because mummy cheated. Because I thought that it was just a one day affair, but she never told me I'd spent 15 years there.
At school, at school,
at school. Essentially a Christian folk group, because we are Christians, and this is one of our songs about Jesus, and it's called Working Man. And really, he talked to the song with your finger in one ear and a pint in the hand. It's still kind of open, can it? Now Jesus was the saviour of mankind. To save us all from Satan, he left his world behind. Upon a frosty winter, upon a frosty morn, at Bethlehem in Israel, a baby boy was born. Was born, was born, was born, me boys, was born. At Bethlehem in Israel, a baby boy was born. Now Jesus was a skilled man, a carpenter by trade. He was a master craftsman, took pride in all he made. But as the years sped quickly, the carpenter grew old, and he became a journeyman and travelled on the road. The road, the road, the road, me boys, the road. And he became a journeyman and travelled on the road. Said Jesus to the blind man, have you the faith in me? For if you will believe me, then I can make you see. And I can give you sight, son, and I can make you whole. And I can pay the ransom fee that's needed for your soul. Your soul, your soul, your soul, me boys, your soul. And I can pay the ransom fee that's needed for your soul. Said Jesus to the willow, I think you'll hold me high. And when the time is ready, you'll hear me scream and cry. And you shall see me rich, red blood flowing down me spine. bride, and you shall be a symbol well until the end of time. Of time, of time, of time, the boys of time, and you shall be a symbol well until the end of time.
Love!
song looked at the way Jesus approached perfectly ordinary people. Some of them had got great strengths mixed in with seemingly critical weaknesses. And Peter, for instance, who was such a great apostle and yet had a weakness for going along with the crowd. We're all under the same kind of gaze from Jesus as people. He's close to us and drops words of truth in our ears, whether or not we believe in him. The Holy Spirit of God is all the time trying to show us what is the truth as followers of Jesus or as people who don't know Jesus. This is a poem called The Young Man by Carol Houselander. And it looks at a pretty ordinary sort of young man, perhaps a few years ago. And it looks at the sort of thing that can happen to anybody in their lives. How certain things seem to take on false importance, and all the time we're ignoring the truth that's there to be seen. There is a young man who lives in a world of progress. He used to worship a god who was kind to him. This god had a long white beard. He lived in the clouds, but all the same, he was close to the solemn child who had secretly shut him up in a picture book. But now, the man is enlightened. Now he has been to school and has learned to kick a ball and to be abject in the face of public opinion. He knows, too, that men are hardly removed from monkeys. You see, he lives in the light of the 20th century. He works 12 hours a day and is able to rent a room in a lodging house that is not a home. At night, he hangs a wretched coat on a peg on the door and stares at the awful jug and basin and goes to bed. And the poor coat, worn to the man's shape, round-shouldered and abject, watches him asleep, dreaming of all the essential, holy things that he cannot hope to obtain for £10 a week. Very soon, he will put off his body, like the dejected coat that he hates, and his body will be worn to the shape of 12 hours' work a day for £10 a week. If he had only known that the God in the picture book is not an old man in the clouds, but the seed of life in his soul, the man would have lived. And his life would have flowered with the flower of limitless joy. But he does not know. And in him the Holy Ghost is a poor little bird in a cage, who never sings and never opens his wings, yet never, never desires to be gone away.
Mention Peter, the apostle, and this is a song which really centres around him. It's called Sweet Fire, and it takes a look really at the change in Peter's life, which occurred really between knowing Jesus as a physical person and knowing him in a later stage as a spiritual person, which rather sets the scene for what we're going to talk about later on. It's called Sweet Fire.
The room I'm silent when the knock came on the door. Mary, you've been dreaming, I said. Visions come to weeping eyes like sorrow to the core. Don't go chasing dreams among the dead. Hush the room. She stood beside the door. Mary, roll your tears away, I said.
the last song before Coffee. And it's one that's been written really specially for the last concert. It's going to be the join-in one, or one of the join-in ones. And if you're going to be at St Mary's tomorrow morning, then you'll be asked to join with it, in with it at morning service, so listen to it very carefully. It's got a rather involved chorus, which will be printed out for that particular contingency, but we haven't got it printed out tonight, so just think about it and get the tune to your heads. The local group New Wine who are going to sing for us before we come back, so that's where it all happens.
I've got this notice about the Leicester trip over there.